Tonight we're set to get an eclipse. Now, according to my boss, it's the super total blood, flower, goat milking, corn planting, lunar eclipse, depending on who you talk to. To give us a bit of information, we've got Graham Moyle from the Mackay Skywatchers and Astronomers Facebook page. Graham, what exactly is happening tonight?
A lunar eclipse. Last time we had a lunar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse, that is, was back in January 2019. So that by itself is a little bit rare, but this one here is combined with the supermoon. So it's a super, as you say, supermoon, blood moon, flower moon, corn planting, and goat milking moon. That's just,
it's all these.
20 years ago, we used to just call them eclipses, lunar eclipses, and now they keep on adding all these extras into it as they go, you know?
So, how can we best enjoy this eclipse?
Anyone on the east coast of Australia can see it. Anyone in Australia can see it, really. But on the east coast, so from in Mackay time, Mackay, Rockhampton, all the east coast of Queensland, it starts at 7 o'clock. It starts a little bit before 7, but you won't really see a shadow on the moon until 7 o'clock. So you start looking at it from 7. It's totality, which means it's completely covered by the shadow of the Earth. Is at, 11 minutes past 9, I think I'll put it.
Okay, yes, great.
11 minutes past 9.
I just ask, do you have to view it in any sort of way, have any special glasses or something?
No, not at all, Kaylee. Just look at it with your eyes. You can look at it through binoculars or a telescope. We've got some of our members in the Mackay Skywatchers and astronomers that will be taking plenty of good photos and putting it up on our Facebook page, so you can look at it. With naked eyes, you can look at it with binoculars or a telescope. No worries at all.
Excellent stuff. Now, the window you've mentioned for this, starting at 7, not done till like 9 for totality, and then ending, I think, much later. That's quite a long time for an eclipse, isn't it?
No, that's about it. They go for about 4 or 5 hours. It depends a little bit on how close they are to the Earth. But since it's a super moon, it's a little bit closer, and it's taking a little bit longer to pass. Like, so super moon. The moon orbits the Earth a bit like an egg shape. It's not a perfect orbit. So it's just so coincidental that it's closer to the Earth than it usually is at the same time as it goes into this eclipse, like, you know?
Well, if last night was anything to go by, the moon looked very big, so it'll look beautiful tonight. Looking forward to viewing this gorgeous phenomenon.
They call them blood moons. Any eclipse they call blood moons nowadays, this is the beautiful part of it is as it goes into the eclipse, the light rays from the sun get bent around the Earth mainly by gravity bends the light, and all of our sunsets and sunrises and everything on the Earth land on the moon at the same time, and that's why quite often it goes a reddish colour. Sometimes it's only brown, but hopefully this one's going to be a bit red. So we've just had a volcano that's been erupted over in Tonga, and that will actually help to redden the skies, like, you know, so.
Yeah,
hopefully,
right.
9:14 actually is the best time to see it. 9:14, everyone. Have a look at it and see if we've got a red or a brown-looking moon, like, you know?
Yeah, okay. Looking forward to it. We'll make sure to watch our skies tonight. Graham Moyle from Mackay Skywatchers and Astronomers Facebook group. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries at all, Sam and Katie.